We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured in SUV rollover. We have the story.
Sedgwick County District Attorney releases findings in an officer-involved shooting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Wyandotte Nation is set to open a new casino in Park City. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council held a workshop Tuesday. Some of the topics of discussion are coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A cold front swept across south-central Kansas last night. Yesterday, we got to 69 for the high. Today, it's going to be quite a bit cooler. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Authorities are revealing more details about the Tuesday morning crash involving a golf icon.
Speaking to reporters Tuesday, L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva noted that impairment had been ruled out as the cause of a single vehicle rollover crash involving golf legend Tiger Woods just outside of Los Angeles.
Subsequent to that, we're not going to make any, there was no effort to draw blood, for example, at the hospital.
Woods, in serious condition, undergoing surgery for multiple leg injuries suffered in the wreck in which he was the lone occupant of his SUV. Authorities not ruling out speed as a factor, though noting an investigation into what exactly caused the crash will take weeks to complete. First responders also making note that Tiger was not able to walk on his own power, but was conscious upon their arrival to the scene. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Wyandotte Nation plans to open a new main casino next week near Wichita.
The Crosswinds Casino will open next Tuesday in Park City. The opening comes after years of legal battles, including the state of Kansas filing an unsuccessful lawsuit seeking to block the tribe from opening the casino. The Wyandotte Nation opened a small temporary facility in October. The new 20,000-square-foot casino features slot machines, video gaming machines, a bar, cafe, and a high-limit lounge. The Wyandotte Nation purchased the land where the casino was built nearly 30 years ago. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says the officers and deputies involved in the May 2019 fatal shooting of a Wichita man are immune from prosecution under Kansas law. In a Zoom conference, Bennett discussed his completed review of the use of deadly force by Wichita police officers and Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies that resulted in the death of 49-year-old Robert Sabater. May 27, 2019, officers responded to the 1900 block of South Glen to reports of shots coming from Sabater's residence. Bennett says the investigation reveals officers pursued Sabater on foot, and when they verbally commanded him to drop his weapon, he instead raised his handgun at the officers, who responded by shooting.
The Wichita City Council discussing its federal legislative agenda, a food master plan, and some other topics at a workshop yesterday.
One of the headlines from the legislative report was the possibility of Amtrak service expanding into Wichita. Those plans may be revealed in March. A food study says in 2018, $1.6 billion was spent locally on food. If even 5% of that was spent on locally grown produce, an estimated $80 million would circulate through the county each year. The city will change how they deal with dangerous and unsafe structures. Kaylin Nethercott, with the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department, says that doesn't mean more structures will be torn down.
The takeaway from this is not that we're going to tear down a bunch more houses. I don't want that to be in any way construed as the outcome.
Property owners will have due process opportunities and will be held more accountable. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Republicans are feeling the frustration of being in the minority party in Congress and no longer in the White House. especially when it comes to the latest COVID package.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney told Fox in an interview the GOP would love a seat at the table on the proposed $1.9 trillion COVID relief package.
We want to make the bill a little skinnier and make sure that if we're going to spend money, we spend it where it's absolutely needed.
Romney and Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton offered a minimum wage plan of their own. It would gradually boost the minimum wage to $10 per hour by 2025 and then index it to inflation. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine prefers the Democrats' push for $15 per hour.
Have a minimum wage that a single adult with two dependents, if you work full-time, you won't be below the poverty level.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
College men's basketball action last night. Pretty interesting games for KU and K-State, and we'll hit those and get highlights coming up in sports.
Sedgwick County is seeing some encouraging numbers in the battle against COVID-19. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Sedgwick County is seeing some encouraging numbers in the battle against COVID-19. County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News it's good to see the positive test rate below 5%.
For the first time below 5, which actually I believe Dr. Menz and the Medical Society are reviewing the some of the restrictions that are still lingering out there. Maybe increase the numbers, the gathering numbers, and some things like that.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
The heads of the pharmaceutical companies promising members of Congress this week ramped up vaccine production.
The head of Pfizer told a congressional committee they're on track to make 120 doses for shipment by the end of March, with an additional 80 million doses by the end of May. Moderna says they should have delivered 300 million doses by the end of July. Johnson & Johnson is waiting on FDA approval for their vaccine.
The clinical trials show that our single-dose vaccine addresses the most important healthcare need in the pandemic: the prevention of COVID-19-related hospitalization and death.
Johnson & Johnson's Vice President of Medical Affairs, Richard Nettles, testified that their vaccine is 85% effective overall in preventing disease, including in countries with new virus variants. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Many are questioning the consistency of COVID guidelines about vaccines and masks posed by health officials. Fox's Kristen Fisher explains.
Ask any grandparent what they're looking forward to the most after getting vaccinated, and they'd probably say seeing their grandkids. But now, more than 2 months after the first shots were administered in the United States, the CDC still has not said if it is safe to do so. When Dr. Anthony Fauci was pressed on it, he didn't have an answer. Dr. Fauci's messaging on face masks has also been inconsistent as the pandemic has progressed. The CDC's website defines someone as being fully vaccinated 2 weeks after they receive their second shot in a two-dose series, or 2 weeks after they receive one shot in a single-dose vaccine. But there are questions about transmissibility. And even if you are fully vaccinated, the CDC still recommends wearing a mask and socially distancing.
The U.S. has surpassed 500,000 deaths from COVID-19 and about 28 million cases. Now look at the forecast with KNSS. It says 7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to do some road construction again. It's going to close the ramp. Southbound I-235 to northbound I-135. It's going to close at 8 a.m. this morning, and we'll reopen again 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning. See, we made it to midweek.
We did. And it's so far, it's been absolutely gorgeous. How about that?
Yeah, I was about to ask a question that I probably know the answer to it. I'm sure you enjoyed yesterday as well as a lot of people.
Yeah, got a chance to get outdoors for the, you know, and enjoy the weather in Riverside. Had a great, great afternoon. Way to go.
Yeah, well, Steve, during Kansas Today, not too long ago, I mentioned that if Mother Nature had a voice, she'd be telling us to slow our roll. And just remember that it is February after all. You know, while the last couple of days were really nice, it is going to be back to reality today. Cool down, coming. It's actually in progress right now. Still not as bad as the cool down that we experienced last week, where we were dealing with temperatures as low as minus 17. So we are going to see a high of 50 degrees today. Average high in Wichita, 51. So yeah, it's going to be cooler than the last couple of days, but still pretty close to where we should be this time of year anyway. Partly cloudy skies, possibly mostly cloudy at times, but I still see us getting good amounts of sunshine today. Winds are still going to be on the breezy side, despite that cold front already moving out of the north at 10 to 20. That's what's going to bring our temperatures down a bit compared to yesterday. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, 25 degrees for a low, waking up below freezing, and then mostly to partly cloudy skies ahead for your Thursday tomorrow with a similar high of around 49 degrees. So upper 40s, low 50s, close to average, just cooler. Partly cloudy for your Thursday night, and then increasing clouds again once we get into our Friday. But with those increasing clouds, we'll also see temperatures eventually rebound back up to a high of 53. There is going to be a very slim 10% chance of rain as well, possibly impacting the Wichita area, but it looks like mainly to the east of us. That's why it's only 10%. Getting back up into the 60s, though, by Saturday, and then we'll have to watch out for a couple of systems that may track through the region. So far, we're going with a 20 to 30% chance between Sunday and Monday of rain, mixed with a few snowflakes. Not looking likely, something to still just keep an eye on right now, and then we'll cool back down into the 50s and 40s after Saturday. Right now we're at 39 degrees, a little bit chilly out there, but not too bad under those partly cloudy skies. Seeing a bit of a breeze too out of the north at 14 miles an hour, making it feel more like 31.
Yeah, after what we've been seeing, that doesn't sound too bad at all. That sounds pretty good.
Definitely.
All right, Ronnell, thank you. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning, February 24th, 2021. On this date in 1961, the Federal Communications Commission authorized the nation's first full-scale trial of pay television in Hartford, Connecticut. In other words, the cable TV. I guess this would have to be their birthday. 1961 on this date. So cable's been around a while. 7:15, Steve and Ted. A beautiful day as we talked to Ronnell a minute ago across South Central Kansas. High temperature, 69 degrees. Ooh, normal high 51. Here it's amazing. I mean, most of the snow is gone, but you know, you notice when you drove up in the parking lot, there's two little spots out there where they pile it up in the corners over there. Still got a little snow out there, but not enough.
Still, it's like an 85 degree difference from where it was a week ago.
Right. And if nobody's has gone out to build a snow person or a snowman or woman out of it. So how about that? New casino coming to Park City. And, you remember when, they were talking about putting that one down in Mulvane several years ago. That was huge to do, because why don't we do that in Sedgwick County where we can get the revenue? And never got it done.
Well,
and
the voters voted it down.
That's right. The voters said
the
no.
The voters of Sedgwick County said no by a very narrow margin.
Yeah,
but we
very
did vote
close.
No.
Yeah. So now we're going to have one in Park City. They're going to call it the Crosswinds Casino. From the description, I don't know how, you know, lush or luxury. It's not going to be like Vegas. We know that. But, you know, the last time I drove to Texas, through Oklahoma and Texas, about every 30 miles, it seemed, there was a casino. And they all looked like convenience stores, you know. Nothing fancy, just come in and bet, you know. But we'll see. Crosswinds at Park City, I'm sure it'll be good for the economy up there in Park City. That's what we're doing is. I probably won't go, but that Park City is that's a place where at one time they were putting in the Wild Wild West amusement park, Ted? That was
for a while there, Park City was.
I thought they were going to be the.
They had an amusement park. They were going to get a casino.
Wasn't there some talk of a giant aquarium?
Yeah, there was a talk of a $22 million aquarium.
Yeah.
All sorts of ideas floated out. And
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens next with the casino, the Crosswinds.
Gridiron, we did a great skit called Viva Park City.
Viva
I was Park Elvis City. Presley, and that was how we closed the show. It was me singing Viva Park
Viva
City.
Park City. Yeah. Well, maybe something will happen. All right, here we go. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward and the K-State Wildcats with a tough basketball season, the men's basketball, but a little bit of a highlight last night, I would say, right, Ted?
Well, it sure was. Kansas State in Manhattan last night taking on 7th-ranked Oklahoma. Oklahoma has had trouble in Manhattan in recent years, but they were heavily favored going into this one, but not so fast. On senior night, K-State senior Mike McGurl had 19 points. Late in the game, he hit three straight three-pointers, and K-State beats Oklahoma. Big upset, 62-57. After the game, Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber.
The last thing I told the guys today after shoot-around was that I want you guys to be the leadoff on SportsCenter. And, you know, if Mike isn't, he's got to be – they got to be one of the first stories. So they – our defense has been unbelievable. Three games in a row, we've held teams in the 50s. That's given us a chance. Down five, about 5 minutes left. And in that huddle, I just told them to look at me. I said, hey, just all it takes is a score and two stops, and we can get back into this thing.
Which they did. K-State, how about that K-State defense? Oklahoma averages 76 points a game. They only got 57 last night against
wow.
K-State's defense.
Wow.
Kansas State playing better basketball, and they've won a couple games in a row now. Last night, at a top 20 matchup, 14th-ranked Texas hosting 17th-ranked Kansas. 40 minutes was not enough for this one. It went into overtime. Could Kansas get anything done in the extra period? You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Rebound, Texas. Win to Texas. Final 3 seconds, drip off the clock, and for the second time in the Bill Self era, a Big 12 team has swept Kansas in an in-season home-and-home. The Jayhawks, who once led by 14 and fought back to force overtime, had plenty of chances in this one, but it slips through their grasp in Austin.
Yeah, KU couldn't get much going in overtime. Kansas had a 14-point lead late in the first half, and they couldn't get the road win last night.
Mm.
KU's five-game winning streak is snapped. Jayhawks are now 17-8 on the season. Post-game comments from Kansas head coach Bill Self.
Disappointing to leave out of here with the loss. I'll be anxious to watch the tape to kind of see how some things went. I thought there was some. I thought that Marcus actually played better than 2 for 12. I thought there was some guys that pretty hard to make shots with guys laying on you. But we do. You know, we couldn't get to the free throw line much, and when we did, we didn't convert. And of course, they were great from the line. And that was a different. We were lucky early. They missed some threes, but we were actually defended them pretty well. And guy, we were turned up, and then just didn't close it out.
And Texas got back on defense, too. Texas outscored Kansas 16-6 on fast break points. So
there you go.
Texas gets that win and the season sweep over the Jayhawks. We have, of course, the big story in sports yesterday was the car crash. Serious injuries to golf legend Tiger Woods. Reaction from the world of golf, including from PGA Tour Tony Finau, who, of course, PGA golfer. He competed in the Wichita Open several years ago. Finau ranked number 13 in the world, and he spoke with ESPN.
I saw the condition of his car, and for me, it was just, you just hope that he's okay. You know, that's the biggest reaction, really. A little bit of shock. You know, it's something crazy happened to our sports world last year with Kobe. So, you know, I wouldn't say that dramatic of feelings, but man, you just hope Tiger's all right, you know. And we all know he's a strong cookie, physically, mentally. So if someone's going to get through this, he will, and be back for the better, I'm sure. But you know, our thoughts and prayers, I'm sure, as a whole, all the players, I can speak on their behalf, are with Tiger.
Tony Finau reacting to the crash involving Tiger Woods yesterday. In the basketball action, Friends University women win on the road at Ottawa, 72-45, as the Friends women advance into the quarterfinals of the KCAC tournament. That was a first-round game in the tournament last night. The Friends women have won three of their last five. The Friends men are in the quarterfinals of the KCAC tournament tonight. Friends men visiting 18th-ranked Bethel, the regular season champion of the conference. Of course, Friends and head coach Dale Faber come off back-to-back wins and are trying to pull off an upset tonight to keep the season alive. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Washington, D.C.'s liberal voters. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.